This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'abam. So, this is in lieu of, we're going to do Kuf Dalet and then Kuf Hey because I'm away next Sunday. Bez Hashem, in the land down under. Now, first of all, I want to wish big mazel tov to Michael Bayer on the engagement of his daughter. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Should be the Shil Zal Oyla Yafazain. Should be Zechat to build by Yisrael Yisrael. Mazel tov. So this is in lieu, so we're going to do Kuf Dalet and Kuf Hey. Kuf Dalet speaks about the Patira of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So this morning, Rabbi Asi Klein pointed out, you know, it's worthwhile taking note of the fact that the Agadata of Rabbi's Patira is found in Masechta Ksubos. Right? We always learn about and mention that Agadata Gemara is strategically located in a relevant Masechta. So Reb Tzadok HaKohen teaches this principle. We once pointed out the stories of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, which is like parting of ways between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, is a Masechta Gittin. By the way, the converse is, we'll see at the end of Ksubis, the love of Eretz Yisrael, Yish of Eretz Yisrael is in Ksubis, because, could you hear me? Can't hear me? Yish of Eretz Yisrael is in Ksubis, because our love to Hashem is reflected in living in Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, if leaving Eretz Yisrael is like Gittin, then living in Eretz Yisrael is like Ksubis. Or for example, the sugya of Kabbalah Satoira, Pei Zayin is in Masechta Shabbos, because everybody, HaKol Moedim, DeBeShabbos Nitna Torah. So Rebbe's Patira has to have something to do with Ksubis. Why? So Rabbi Asi said, well, you know, we learned in the beginning of the Masechta from Rav Shmelko of Nicholsburg that Ksubis is Shas Katan. Ksubis encapsulates the whole Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Davidov on Shabbos had very nice chidushim on that. So, therefore, since Rebbe was the one who redacted the Mishnah, so his Patira is strategically located in the Masechta that represents all of the Mishnah. So, perhaps we could add as follows. We know that our relationship with Hashem, the treaty that Klal Yisrael has with Hashem, Loikaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Im Yisrael Ela B'Tar Shabal Peh. So our ksuba, so to speak, with Hashem is the oral law. Rebbe is the one who redacted the Mishnah. So Rebbe's Patira, we know that on the day of the Patira of a tzaddik, of a Tana, his teaching becomes ingrained into the hearts of Klal Yisrael. So through Rebbe's Patira, it created, so to speak, an unbreakable bond between the Jewish people and Knesset Yisrael. Because on the day of the Patira of a tzaddik, it creates a bond between the tzaddik, and it creates a bond between the teaching of the tzaddik and Klal Yisrael. Right? The Medrash says, "Divrei chachamim kador vanois uchemas merois netuin baalei asupais." The Medrash says, "When are the teachings of a Rebbe ingrained in the hearts of the student? On the day the Rebbe dies. So on the day Rebbe died, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, then his teaching, the Tar Shabbat Peh, became ingrained in Klal Yisrael. Thereby, it forged an unbreakable bond between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to speak, the ksuba between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forged through the Patira of Rebbe. So what we're going to do in the first year is I want to speak about something very interesting. The following question. And that is, the question I saw in the Sefer, Einei Kol Chai. I had never even seen or used the Sefer before. Einei Kol Chai is the Perush of Reb Chaim Falaji on Shas. I had it sitting on my desk. On my desk I have a pile of Sfarim that I don't want to put back on the shelf, because before I put it on the shelf, I want to look through it first. I just don't have time to look through it. So one of them was the Einei Kol Chai Reb Chaim Falaji. So I've been making an attempt to clean my desk, so which means I have to look through these Svarim. So I figured, okay, I'll look through Reb Chaim Falaji on Shas, I'll look what he says on Ksubas. So he asks a very interesting question here. He says, he wants to know, we don't find by the death of any other Tana this struggle where they made a fast day and everyone was davening and there was a battle going on between the lower worlds and the upper worlds. Why exactly? Why of all the Tanoim did Klal Yisrael make efforts to keep Rebbe alive more than anyone else? So Reb Chaim Falaji says as follows: Efshar loimer betam, ma shayu chachmei Yisrael misamtzim harbe betfila. That which the chachmei Yisrael strengthened themselves very much in prayer, shaloi yamos Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Rebbe shouldn't die, yesar al shar tanam shal yasukein, more than any other Tana, v'gam oin shoy sheyidoker b'cheref. They said anyone who says Rebbe died should be pierced by a sword. Why? Why? Why don't they say should we throw him into the river? You know, why don't you say throw him into the fire? Why should he be pierced by the sword? So says Chaim Falaji, l'fi shrabeinu HaKadosh hayanitzot Yaakov avinu. Rebbe was a spark of Yaakov. By the way, Megala Mukos writes, he's called Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi. Hanossi stands for Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu. Yeah, that's why the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the first one is Magen Avram, the second one is Mechaya Mesim is Keneged Yitzchak, the third one is Hakel HaKadosh Keneged Yaakov. Yaakov was Kadosh, therefore he's called Avinu HaKadosh. One thing we know about Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes, Yaakov never died. Why? Okay, so not why Yaakov didn't die, but Yaakov didn't die. And therefore Rebbe, who's a spark of Yaakov, also, we can't have him die. Venera Lo Seis Tam, we could give, by the way, another commonality, is that Yaakov Avinu spent the last 17 years of his life in Mitzrayim. We just learned the Gemara that Rebbe was taken to Tzipori at the end of his life. For how long? The Medrash says 17 years. Also, Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Okay. So, Yitzchak was Mevarech Yaakov, Sheyia Gevir La'achecha. Yitzchak blessed Yaakov that he should be superior to his brother Esav. Venasa Esav Ebed Yaakov. Esav became a servant of Yaakov. Imkain, this that Esav is blessed, that he will live by the sword. He is blessed by the sword when the Jewish people are not involved in learning. Because when we learn Torah, we're free from the Malach HaMavis, we're free from being subjugated by the Malchus. Through the Torah, we are freed from the sword. We're also freed from the internal enemy, the angel of Esav, who's the Samach Mem, who's Satan, who Yetzahara, who Malach HaMavis. So basically, Esav has a bracha. His bracha is Al-Char B'Chasachya, and that works provided that we don't learn Torah. If we learn Torah, we're not subject to that. Therefore, v'lachein kala oimer meis Rebbe. Anyone who says Rebbe died, shu nitzutz Yaakov Avinu shaloi meis. So if Rebbe died, then Yaakov Avinu also is not on the madrega of shaloi meis. So then yidaker becherev. That must mean that it's because Esav is utilizing the bracha of Yalchar B'Chasichya. So basically, Rebbe is a, Yaakov Avinu is a paradigm for Rebbe. Whatever the life of Yaakov is, should be by Rebbe. Yaakov didn't die, so Rebbe shouldn't die. Klal Yisrael's Mespala, don't let Rebbe go. Rebbe is like our Yaakov Avinu. Just like Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Rebbe Loi Meis. And therefore, if anyone who says he dies, that means that he's not superior to Esav, so Esav could exercise the bracha of Yalchar B'Chasichya. Therefore, Yidaker B'Cherev. But says Reb Chaim Falaji, the truth is, Rebbe didn't die. Ulefi ha'emes kein haya. Shaloi meis, because he would come to his house every Erev Shabbos, like the Gemara said earlier on Daf Kuf Gimel. So part of Rebbe coming to make Kiddush Friday night is because he is like Yaakov Avinu, Shaloi Meis. Now, I just wanted to point out, I think it comes out very interesting that this whole struggle, is Rebbe dying, is he not dying? The question is he able to be on the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu Loimes, or is Esav prevailing, and now he's exercising the bracha of Yachar B'chasichya? So it comes out very beautiful. I think this fits in very nicely with the Ben Yehoyada, who interprets that when Rebbe said, V'loi nehanesi afilu be'etzba katana, I didn't benefit even from my smallest finger. So when we were learning the Gemara in the Daf HaShavua, we said from Rabbeinu Bechaye that each one of the fingers corresponds to one of the senses. The thumb is for the mouth, the finger is for the nose, the middle finger is for to touch, this finger is for the eyes, and the little finger is the pinky. So the Ben Ish Chai interpreted that he would not even stick his little pinky in his ear when he learned. But that's the explanation that we shared while we were learning the Gemara. But the Ben Ish Chai has another explanation. This is based on something else the Ben Ish Chai writes. We have five fingers. One of them is completely separate from the other four. The thumb represents Klal Yisrael, and the four fingers represent the nations of the world. Bavel, Madai, Yavan, Edom. When Rebbe said, Loi nehanesi afilu me'etzba katana, he meant the four fingers are the Arba Malchios, and the Etzba Katana is Edom. That's why it's called Zeres. Zeres is Rashi Tevois. Zeroya Rama Tishaver. It's a remez to the downfall of Rome. Now we know that Rebbe was Bishalim with Edom, Antoninus. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says on Yudam Beis that he was sent to Rebbe gifts of ar, like sack, and put wheat on top of it. And Rebbe would say, I don't need it. So what Rebbe was saying is, I'm not even nene from Malchus Edom. But maybe that's another way of saying, I was not nene from Malchus Edom. I have superiority even over Edom, because the whole patira of Rebbe is the debate, who's Lamala, Esav or Yaakov? And Rebbe being able to be alive represented that Yaakov Avinu Loimes. So perhaps in Rebbe at the end of his life, in order to continue his life, he says, I was not nene afilu be'etzba katana, meaning he's showing his superiority over Edom and Esav specifically. Again, according to according to Reb Chaim Falaji, the struggle at the end of the life of Rebbe is who's going to win, Yaakov Avinu Loimes or Alchar B'chasichya. So by Rebbe articulating Loi Nehanesi Afilu Be'etzba Katana, that's his way of saying, I am dominant over Edom and Esav, and therefore I should be Zoicha to Yaakov Avinu Loimes. Okay, that's my humble offering. It's also, there's another Ben Yehoyada who says similar to Reb Chaim Falaji. He says, Why did Hashem give Rebbe the zuchus that he should be able to come back Friday night? He says, "Nirali b'siyata d'shmaya tam sha'asa Hashem zrach malazul Rabbeinu Hakadosh sheyavoy begiloy begufay mamish, that Rebbe should come back revealed mamish with his body v'yeshiv al shulchan and sit by his table k'shar b'nei adam ba'adam chayim, like other people while they're still alive." No other tzaddik in the world ever did this. Not before, not after. God does not withhold the reward of any creation. All the rabbis, they try to pray for him that he shouldn't die. They afflicted themselves. And they increased their prayers and their crying in a great assembly. Mashalai asu b'shum dar k'maisam. Never was there such a great assembly to keep a Rebbe alive. Bavur tzadik shabadar. So even though in the end, even though in the end the angels prevailed over the tzadikim, v'nifter Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and Rebbe died, like kipach, Hashem did not withhold the reward. V'nasan rishush sheyavai lebeisai. Hashem gave permission that Rebbe should be able to come home, begiloy begof mamish, kedei shebezeh lo yeh nifsak hashefa, in order not to interrupt the shefa, shehoyu b'nei doiroi nishpa'im b'chayav b'schusay. That we know that in the merit of a tzaddik, Klal Yisrael are nishpa, in the merit of the tzaddik, great zuchus. you know, it's such a clear example. Look at what Eretz Yisrael was like when Rav Chaim Kanievsky was there, when Rav Avadia was there, and what does Eretz Yisrael look like today without Rav Chaim Kanievsky? Think about what's happened in Eretz Yisrael without Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's frightening, you know, that tzaddik is a source of shefa to bring bracha v'hatzlacha to the world. Okay, in any event, just one more point. When Yaakov and Esav were born, were in utero, and Rivka goes to the Shem Be'ever, and they say, Shnei goyim bevitneich, u'shnei l'um b'mimeyach yiparedu, Rashi brings that it was foreseen, Rebbe and Antoninus. Because Rebbe and Antoninus already reflected Yaakov and Esav, and that battle between Yaakov and Esav continued until even the times of Rebbe, where the question of whether Rebbe would continue to live is, can they continue to access Yaakov Avinu Loimeis, or anyone who says he died, Yidakar Bachera, because that's the curse of Al-Chayr B'Chasechi. Okay, so that's something on Daf Kuf Dalet.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.